Hello, everybody, and welcome back to On a Side Note. I'm Haley.
And I'm Amy, and today's episode is a wonderful book review on the book Vicious by V.E. Schwab.
For context, I read this recently on Amy's recommendation. She read it a long time ago.
Yes, quite a long time ago, actually. I think either last year or 2 years ago.
Based off Goodreads, it says 2 years ago.
Oh, well, then that is accurate.
What kind of genre would you say this book is?
In my head, it's like super, no, it's like fantasy, supernatural thriller.
Okay, I would agree. Do you kind of remember what the book is about?
Yes, let me try to take a stab at it
Okay,
based
let
on
me
what I
hear.
remember, and then you jump in. Okay, so for those who have not read Vicious or who has read it a long time ago, like me, this book is about two young men and they test the limits of there's like something happens to them and they have powers, they get powers. After that, it is they were friends, but now they are out to get each other. And that is my plot.
That's pretty good. That was a pretty good
Oh,
synopsis of
thank
what
you.
it is.
Very
Okay.
simplistic. So, what did you rate the book?
4.5 stars. Did you rate it
Wow! I
five?
rated five
Okay.
stars.
I would say. Oh, wait, actually, did I write it down? Let me see what I actually rated
Yes,
it.
I am curious to know your in-depth analysis breakdown, especially when it's a five-star book of mine. I feel very connected to it, so I need to know why.
Oh yeah, 4.5. Yeah, I really liked it. I think the beginning was a little slow for me, which I think is why I didn't rate it 5 stars. But overall, it was a really good book. Like, thank you so much for recommending it to me. Did you read the whole series?
Yes, and I wouldn't recommend reading the second one.
Oh, okay. Is it like continuous? It continues their story? Okay.
Yeah, because I do think that after reading the first one, I feel like you can be satisfied, like accepting, like, oh, I can be happy with the ending.
Okay, spoilers ahead.
Oh, yes.
We're gonna say that.
Spoilers. Spoiler-filled review.
Yeah, because if you think about it, the bad guy, Eli, is in jail at the end. So, like, I guess if that's how you end it, you're like, okay, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. And the other guy,
Victor.
Victor came back.
Oh, yeah, because they resurrected him. Okay, yeah. I would say it's interesting now because. When I first was about to read the book, I obviously read the synopsis and I was kind of like iffy about it. But like reading the book, despite the fact that it is how the synopsis describes it, reading it, I was like, oh, this is way better than I thought it would have been.
That's good.
It kept me on my toes. But especially, that was the other thing is that like at the beginning, it was pretty scientific. And it was kind of, I think that's why it like was harder to read at the beginning. So basically, Victor and Eli are best friends and they're trying to think of how like a thesis for their grad school. And so they settle on this subject of supernaturals, or is that what they're called?
EOs, extraordinary.
And so their thesis is like how to create them. And they basically determine that you have to die and like come back. And so they use themselves as test subjects.
That's wild.
Yeah. And so Eli is the first one that successfully becomes an EO. Then he basically has the ability to heal himself. So he like lives forever kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then Victor is his ability is like pain
Yeah,
and
like pain thresholds, right?
yeah, and he can exert pain on other people and take away pain from other people as well. And so they determine that the ability that you have when you come back to life is based off what you're thinking when you're like dying, which is a very interesting, like it was a very, very good concept. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that a lot, especially because we get to meet other EOs. Yeah. And we're able to see how those, like, you don't just see it in Eli and in Victor. You get to see other examples of it. And yeah. I feel like that kind of helps build the world as well.
100%.
Because then I'm like, wow, how did you die? What were you thinking?
Yeah.
Just, like, piecing everything together. I enjoyed that.
But my question is, I don't think I quite grasped it. For example, not the little sister, but the big sister. I don't remember her name. But I'm not really sure how her ability came to be. Like, because she's able to manipulate people's feelings, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, whatever she says, everybody believes her and everybody...
Mm-hmm.
So, like, how did that... What was she thinking when she was dying?
Wait, did she die in the water?
Yeah. You know, like, her sister, for example, was in the water with her, and she, like, lost grasp of her sister's leg, and she was just kept wishing she could have a second chance to, like, grab her leg, because she, like, missed it, and so basically her ability was then giving people, and dogs... any living being, like, a second chance. Mm-hmm. Like, you could bring them back to life.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't remember what they said about her sister and how she got the ability to... That everybody believed her.
People.
Yeah. Like, basically, she was like, I want to live again. So she lived again? I'm not sure. Do you remember?
I don't. But now I'm like, can I make it up? Like, can I try to, like, reason it in my own brain? If she was drowning, maybe she was like, I want to live. Or maybe she's like, this is not happening kind of thing. Like, oh, I don't believe this is happening. Mm-hmm. And then, I don't know, like kind of like gaslighting or like convincing yourself that it's not actually happening.
Mm-hmm.
And then she died. And then now when she tells people things, it's like, oh.
It happened.
Yeah. It like tricks people into believing. That is what... I have not read it recently, so if someone's listening and they're like, that is so wrong. Well, you know what? That is my interpretation. If I was the author and I had written that.
Well, because I guess it is up to... I mean, I'm not sure if somebody knows, but I don't remember us being told how she got that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody else, I feel like we were told. So then Eli becomes a bad guy and is trying to kill all the EOs because... he decided that it's, like, against God's will. However, like, so it was quite interesting. And that's where, like, the suspense comes in because now, like, Eli and Victor, good versus evil, mm-hmm. are, like, fighting each other, basically, because Victor's trying to kill Eli, I guess. I guess not kill him.
Well, he was mad. Wasn't he just mad that Eli got him in jail?
I mean, if you think about it, it is crazy the fact that, you know how in our other episode we were talking about how friends and, like, success corrupts people?
Yeah.
And so, I can't imagine coming up with this thesis. I mean, to be fair, they weren't, like, they were kind of a little bit rivals to begin with.
Uh-huh.
But, like, to come up with this thesis together and then complete it, because they had to, like, bring each other back to life. So, you made each other into EOs and then turn around and, like, this guy who you did this with is like, we're an abomination. Kill everybody. And you're like, what? Is that the smartest decision? Well, you did this. You know?
Yeah. But I definitely can see, like, maybe it was kind of, in a way, like, I feel like it was, like, realistic. Like, I understand how the author was breaking down Eli, where it was like, oh, he feels like, oh, God gave me this power to right, I don't know, the wrong kind of thing. Even though it was, like, maybe, like, hypocritical. But, like, he did see that Victor was gonna try to kill him. Right? Wasn't he, like, angry or something? No, he was angry that Victor killed the girl. And so he's like, oh, you're bad. And remember, his is like, oh, my gift is like healing, so it's not harmful.
Yeah, but I mean, when you think about the fact that he's like killing all these people.
So sad too.
Yeah, like they weren't killing anybody. It's one thing to like be a hero and kill people who are killing people,
mm-hmm.
but he didn't do that.
Mm-mm. And he got quite a few of them, too, didn't he?
Yeah. No, I was literally thinking of The Incredibles. You know, like...
Syndrome?
Yeah. And when Mr. Incredible is looking at all the superheroes, yeah. And it's like, deceased.
Yeah.
Deceased.
Missing.
It was exactly like that. Yeah. Like, that's what I was picturing.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was a really good book.
Yeah.
I can see why you bought it.
I think also something about, like, superpowers, too, it makes it seem, like, cool, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And especially the fact, I did, like, despite the fact that I had a little bit trouble reading it, I like that it had a scientific background, that you need, like, adrenaline and, like, death.
Yeah.
To, like, combine equally. And I was like, okay, cool.
Yeah. And I also like how she described Victor's power, where... It was, like, a dial, right? And that was, like, how he died. The girl, like, dialed him with electricity.
Yeah.
So, I think, like you said, like, the concept, the on top of, like, the scientific aspect of it, just all made it more interesting. And in a way, I want to say, like, believable. Like, oh, yeah, this could, like, totally happen. Like, it's real.
Definitely. I think that's why it was so good, and especially why I was, like, pleasantly surprised when I was actually reading it, because I was like, this has basis in something. It's not like, oh, they have superpowers, which is kind of how it was described, but I was like, oh, okay, it's like, yeah.
Yeah, and I think that the author did a good job with, like, writing in general. Like, the pacing was fast, I think. And so you didn't, even though, like, it took a while, like you mentioned, to, like, build up to it, once we understood, like, the concept and what was going on, after that it was really just, like, this overarching, like, Eli and Victor, right? And then trying to, like, I don't know, go after the other person. I feel like the pacing was really good. And so this book is not a book I would usually read or enjoy. But the author did a good job. And I, like you said, pleasantly surprised. I really liked this book. Yeah,
it was really, really good.
And the best part I also think is, like, I don't think it's, like, girly. And so I was able to, like, recommend it to different people.
Did they like it?
Yeah.
That's good. I was thinking I want to recommend it to my dad.
Yeah.
I think he should read it, because I agree, it's like a book that I think a lot of people could read. And especially, okay, you know when you tell somebody that you like to read and they say, like, oh, what's a good book? Like, what should I read or something like that? This is a good one that I can safely recommend to people.
Me too. I agree completely.
Yeah. So I think that's helpful, because sometimes there's not so many. I gotta, like, think to all of the things. All of the things that I've read, and normally it's hard to come up with something that's palatable for a lot of people.
Yeah, and like you said, it has to be very specific, because for me, my, like, list is, like, similar to yours, like, it's, like, romance or, like, romantasy.
Yeah.
Or, like, too fantasy. Like, no one's gonna want to read, like, too much fantasy unless you're, like, a reader. So for, like, a person, I feel like this is, like, in the middle, the perfect middle of the Venn diagram of all the books you could recommend.
Yeah, I am interested to see if I recommend it to people and if they like it, and what potentially people who don't like it would say about it.
Yeah.
Because I really liked it, and I couldn't really think of anything that I didn't like. Although probably in the moment I could think of something. Probably when I finished it.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to tell me. Because I have yet to meet someone...
Who didn't
like it.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Because this is the author who wrote that Addie LaRue book. That
Addie LaRue.
Good too, yeah.
How would you compare this one to Addie LaRue? Because I feel like it's pretty different.
Yeah, I would say this one's better. The other one is, like, bigger.
I feel like it's more flowery, the other one. This, like, one, like, is more, like pacing, yeah. Like, to the point. And the other one was, like, more vibes.
I would agree. Especially, yeah. That's a very good analysis of it. I was like, this one does feel like a TV show or, like, a movie. Like, I'm reading it, I feel suspenseful.
Oh, me too.
Like, what's going to happen? Yeah. I remember it was. I remember thinking, I can't believe Amy read this because it was kind of like scary.
It was scary. I was scared. I remember really scared.
Yeah. I was like reading it, and that's what I was surprised with. I wanted to text you immediately and be like, you read this? It's kind of scary. They're like stabbing each other.
I think it overshadowed it for me because I saw it in a lens of Marvel.
Okay.
So Marvel can be scary, but it's the perspective is like, oh, it's like superheroes. You're doing good.
Okay.
So when I thought about like what was happening, I was like, oh yeah, well, Victor is like the superhero, the anti-hero or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so it made it like, okay. I saw it like, oh, with a lens, as opposed to like, I feel like if I didn't think of it that way, it might be like kind of scary. Like this could be like a horror book, you know?
Yeah, no, 100%.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, I was getting kind of scared.
Yeah.
But now that I'm sitting here, I'm trying to think how it ended. And I can't really remember. Because obviously Victor died.
Mm-hmm.
How did he die?
Remember, like, they kind of, like, met on, like a construction site or something?
Okay.
And then he tricked Eli into stabbing him. So then, like, the police could see or something like that. Oh, yeah. Like, he's a bad guy.
Who killed the sister? Did Victor kill the sister?
Yeah, I think Victor killed the sister.
Okay.
That was kind of scary how the sister died.
Yeah. No, the whole end sequence, and especially the build-up into the end sequence, was like, oh my God. And it's like, you have to read it, you have to finish it. And it's like, ooh. And when I finished, I was like, ooh. Yeah. Very, very good.
You know what? I now remember when I got, like, scared, one of, like, the scary scenes, I thought the sister was scary.
The sister was scary.
Like, she just, like, could do whatever she wanted.
Yeah.
That made me scared. Like, to control people. Like, that kind of power? That's, like, not natural in a sense where it's, like, that's, like, too good. Like, you can control, like, other people.
Yeah. So that was, like, the scariest one for you?
That I can remember. I remember getting chills.
Yeah. Do you feel like you would want any of the powers that they had?
I don't know if I would want to go through they would have to get the powers. But,
I can't imagine killing yourself.
In hopes of getting power. The chance of getting a power.
Yeah. And just, like, trusting the person you're with to, like, bring you back.
Ooh.
But also the fact that I, out of all of them, because I'm like, Victor's... like, okay, where the girl, like, had to dial him up, whatever, doable. Victor bringing back Eli, where he had to, like, stab him with 3, like, EpiPens or whatever. That, I was like, that would be hard to, like, trust yourself enough to be like, oh, okay, you know, this is gonna, like, bring him back. Like, that would be kind of traumatizing, I think, to, like, have your dead friend.
Yeah.
And then, like, be like, I have to bring him back. And think about, what if I can't bring him back?
Oh my gosh.
Like, he's just, like, dead. I'm gonna have to call the police. And then it's like, what's gonna
happen?
Yeah,
what did you do?
Yeah. Yeah. I was like,
ooh. The responsibility. Yeah.
I would never be like, yep. Let's kill me.
Yeah. I want just... a cool power.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't think it's worth it.
No.
And then your friend can come back and be like, I have to kill everybody.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, but in a way, in the beginning, it like set itself up because that these two kids were already like kind of off.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, they're not normal. Yeah. I feel like we have a good normal mindset. Do not try to kill each other to try to get powers.
Yeah.
For the sake of science, I should say.
Well, do you think, you know how Victor was talking about Eli having a darker side to him?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that was just Victor projecting? Or do you think he actually did have a darker side? And then it was like this mission by God was really just his way of like wanting to kill people?
Mmm. I like that. Did you come up with that by yourself? That was really good. No, that's a good analysis because I think in my head, because there's two ways you could look at it, right? It's like, oh yeah, Victor was definitely just like jealous of Eli. So he was projecting. But when I was reading the book, I saw Victor as like, oh, Victor has darkness like in him, so he was able to see it in others. Mm-hmm. And so I think that it was always in Eli. And I think there was something about, he was saying about Eli's parents or something, like Eli had to be like a perfect child. Or was it Victor he had to be a perfect child? Well, they both had to be perfect children.
I'm not sure.
But the point is that, like, I feel like maybe Eli had to, like, hide something about him to create that facade.
Yeah. I was thinking Victor just seems less of a psychopath, just in the sense that he just feels indifferent to life, which feels fine. I'm like, okay. Whereas Eli, you know, I think sometimes the marker of a psychopath is the fact that they can hide it behind a pleasant face. And so I feel like that's what Eli was doing, and that he was like, yeah, I could be personable and people can like me, but I have a dark side that is hidden.
And scary.
Yeah.
That's true. Then kind of like a realistic scary thing is that, like, that's why, like, people can't tell a lot of, like, mental issues that, like, a lot of people are facing. Or, like, just, like, in general, if, like, someone can hide the fact that they have, like, a darkness in them, and that's, like, that's why now, like, you don't really know who has, like, mental problems. Which is, like, pretty scary.
Yeah. I had this question loaded in my head.
And then you lost it.
Yeah. I was like, hey, don't forget, because that's a good question.
Oh, you've been having really good questions.
Oh, you think?
Yeah. Thanks. I love your analysis.
This book is probably one of our better book reviews. In the sense that there's so much to talk about, like, the concept.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah. Do you think there are superheroes, extraordinary people in this world?
Crazy to think,
because I don't think so, actually.
You don't think so? Mm-mm. Maybe it's like super, like, extraordinary people in different ways, like it's not as extreme.
Okay.
But maybe like someone happens to be naturally super fast,
but like,
or strong, like they were born with some genetic, like, not like extreme, but as close as you can get to it.
Well, like, for example, the Olympics are going on right now. Are you saying, you know how everybody says that, for example, swimmers have something in them that makes them good swimmers? Like, for example, broad shoulders makes you a better swimmer.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, you're saying something like that, like just a genetic thing that happens that makes you good at something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but like, what if? Because, okay, if we're talking about Olympics, what makes Simone Biles so good? Because do you see how high she jumps? Like, that's incredible. But not just anyone can just jump like that.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I'm not good at anything, and I don't know anything, but she is small.
And but I feel like she's like, yeah, she's small, and she's, like, significantly better than other gymnasts.
Yeah. I mean,
she's extraordinary.
But that's what I'm saying, is that I don't think that, in my head, it doesn't count.
Oh, it doesn't count.
Because, one, she puts in a lot of practice.
Mm.
Like, it's not like she just, oh, you know what, I've decided to be a gymnast last year. Like, that's, for me, is what would be extraordinary. If you randomly decided, like, oh yeah, I'm gonna be a gymnast. But then, do you ever think that there is something you can be really, really good at, you just don't know yet because you haven't tried it? Like, I was like, what if you're like really good at running and you don't have to practice as much as somebody else to be equally as good at running?
Yeah,
you could be really good at something you haven't tried yet,
like that cyclist who won gold. Like, so there's this American cyclist who just started cycling, like, 10 years ago. And usually, like, cyclists start, like, from, I don't know, child or something, right? So this person was, like, don't quote me on this, like, a banker or finance person. Didn't like their job, so they quit and decided to do, like, cycling. And then they went to the Olympics, and they won gold. They were, like, not expected to win. So it's like this huge story where they weren't favored. They hadn't been doing the training that all these other Olympians had. They weren't even supposed to be there. They were just like a substitute. and then they won.
No, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, I'm like, oh my gosh. So that echoes like what you said, where it's like, what if we're good at something and we just didn't like try it yet?
Yeah.
I like that thought. That's pretty wild.
Yeah. So in that case, like obviously there are extraordinary people, but not like extraordinary.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I do wish I had powers though.
What kind of
like powers? In general? Like, okay, if we're talking about vicious, I think that Eli's power is like, yeah, it's like helpful, but how would you like fight bad guys, right?
Yeah.
So Victor's power is actually better, self-defense.
Yeah, but I think Eli's, one, you have more confidence because you're like, I can't die, right? But two, on the other hand, imagine living forever. God, I can't imagine. When he was in prison, and they were like, oh yeah, he'll be in prison, and he'll be, like, unchangeable. And I was like, oh God. Imagine living your whole life, like, forever in prison. I mean, obviously you have time to plan an escape, but, like, I was like, oh my gosh. I get what you're saying. So you're saying you would want a superpower so that you could fight bad guys, though?
No, so I could protect myself. I've seen so many TikToks that are like, oh, like, watch out. You know, have you seen those? Like, oh, if there's something on your windshield, don't try to grab it. Or, like, if you see something near your door handle, like, you have to, like, go inside your car right away and, like, lock the door. I'm thinking, I don't want to live in fear. But that's our reality. Like, we have to be aware of our surroundings.
Yeah.
And so I believe that if I had supernatural powers, I wouldn't have to be so scared.
That's what I'm saying. Wouldn't you want Eli's? Because you can heal your, like, Eli just healed himself. He's just in prison. Okay, worst thing. Victor was dead. He died. His powers did not save him. He died.
No, but in my head, it gets kind of dark here. Because I'm like, what if they, like, kidnap me? I don't have the powers to get away.
Yeah, but you can fight them.
Oh, like, no matter. But
endlessly.
But feel the pain. Eli feels the pain.
But I think at some point you stop feeling the pain.
Right? Can you ask Eli that? You know what? Maybe it's the better power is that girl's power, the siren.
Oh, yeah.
Leave me alone.
But that would be weird, just everybody you talk to, because you can't turn it off.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's everybody that you talk to. You know, she was like, Eli's the only one who I can see himself fighting against what I'm saying.
And that's why she liked him.
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe not. I don't want her power.
None of them are really good powers.
We didn't meet enough EOs yet. Sad.
Yeah, because that guy who tried to rob a bank, what was his power? Did they tell us? Anyways.
I only know the ones that were, like, important.
But that was a guy that they brought back to life to send Eli a message. Remember, Eli told him to rob the bank? And then Eli came and, like, saved the day and killed him.
I don't remember. I remember, but I don't remember his power.
Okay.
I only remember the guy who could walk through shadows.
Oh, yeah. That one was cool.
That was cool. He had a limp or something, right?
Yeah, he was in constant pain.
Mm-hmm.
So overall, a very good book. And if anybody has listened to any of our other book reviews, you know that we're not... This was a good one.
This was a good one, yes. Good job. V.E. Schwab.
Yeah. She writes good books.
She writes good books.
Yeah. It was a lot of food for the thought, I feel.
Mm-hmm. It was a good one.
Yeah. All right. Amy, what's your song recommendation?
My song recommendation comes with a funny story. It's okay. A popular book. So, popular book. It's a popular song. Do you know that song, Austin?
Yeah.
It's, like, very catchy.
Yeah.
The funniest thing is that I thought she was saying Boston. And then I was driving and I was like, why is this a country song? Boston is not even in, like... considered country, and I just kept singing Boston until finally I'm like, wait, she's saying Austin.
Oh, did you just hear her say Austin, or did you see the song title and think, oh, it's Austin?
No, I didn't see the song because I was only listening to it on the radio.
Oh, okay.
And then I was like singing it, and then, you know, over time thinking about it. Boston.
It's weird. That's so funny. So that's your song recommendation?
Yeah. Okay. It's very catchy. I like it.
It is very catchy. Sorry, I was listening to the song on the way here, and I thought, this is going to be the song I recommend. And then now I can't remember it. But I'll get there eventually.
That's okay. Do you want me? I'll sing while we wait.
Okay.
Na 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 na. Do your boots hang out? Do, da, 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 da. Did your ex find out? And there's a will and there's a way. Na 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 na. Something something. Da 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 da. Washed up in Boston. That's how I hear the song.
That was beautiful.
Thank you. I also had seen that she had performed somewhere and it wasn't good.
Oh, yeah.
Like, people were making fun of her.
Yeah, I know. It's so sad.
I know. And I heard that she's a new singer. Oh, I think it was, like, the CMA Awards.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They were, like, angry. The funny thing is that, like, people... You can't win. If you use the backtrack too loud, they say, oh, you can't sing. When you try to sing, you have to be perfect. If you're not perfect, then they say you can't sing.
Yeah, there's no winning. Especially, yeah, it's like her first song.
Mm-hmm. She's new.
Yeah, she's new. So, I don't know why people are, like, hating on her. Like, she had a song that blew up. That would be very exciting. Of course you're going to go, like, perform it.
Mm-hmm.
My recommendation is Guilty by Jordana Bryant.
What is the genre?
Well, it feels kind of country to me. All but right. I'm not sure it's country.
I'll give it a listen with the other listeners.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to our wonderful book review today.
We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye. Bye.